What role, if any, should the borough assembly play in finding a solution to the problem?
It's a national phenomenon going on right now. House prices have risen. I've seen anywhere between 20 and 30% nationwide over the past 2 years, and so I think it's not necessarily the available of housing, but as you said, the available of affordable housing. So it's lowering costs for developers as new subdivisions open up. So we can, you know, provide tax abatements for developers to build more housing and to convert unused commercial space into residential areas. And really, you know, I was joking a little bit about this before, but I think I really do think that a strong, revitalized downtown, which will increase the value of commercial spaces, we can use that increased revenue from those valuable commercial spaces and use that to offset some of these tax abatements or other things that we can do with maybe some regulations to lower cost for developers. And then there's the whole, you know, standard of living. We've invest in education, then people can get higher paying jobs. The people who live here and stay here get higher paying jobs. So it's a big matrix. It's a big web. It's the economy. Everything's connected in our financial ecosystem.
The Borough Assembly oversees municipal operations and services, not just the road system, but also in the island's villages. How would you represent and work for those communities if you were reelected?
Well, I'm not going up for reelection.
You're appointed.
I was appointed, so I guess it's weird.
I'll
it's weird, right?
I'll cut myself out.
Okay. I think. Working to strengthen fisheries policies, which is the lifeblood of our villages, will help. There are some, you know, there are some work groups and some fish work groups, fish policy committees that the city and the borough are participate in that haven't been doing much over the past couple of years, and so I think renewing those efforts and making sure that we have borough representation on a lot of those boards is task forces are important for that. Increasing access to high-speed internet is extremely important for the villages, and I know that it's being worked on right now, but again, I think there might be some things either in tax abatements or some way that we can supplement or look for infrastructure grants to increase high-speed internet to the villages for education purposes, for work. That's something that is very much needed out there. So I would work to help the borough staff and the manager to look for those grants, to look for that money, to invest in that infrastructure, and be supportive of those efforts.
What do you think the borough assembly could be doing better, and are there specific priorities you want to focus on if elected to the position?
I think we could definitely be working with the villages better. With that has a lot to do with the borough manager position, but also we could do a better job with engaging with the village representatives and the villages themselves civically. You know, ourselves. And I've been on the assembly for less than a year, and luckily I've been on there with Joe Delgado, who's helped be a voice for the villages. But that's something that is that we need to hear more and more often. So I think we need to figure out a better way to engage those voices and hear their concerns better. So that kind of bleeds into one of my biggest priorities for the borough is infrastructure. We went through an infrastructure boom in the late 60s and 70s and 80s, early 80s, and all that infrastructure that we've built, schools, hospitals, roads, solid waste, they're getting old, they're aging, and I was actually surprised when I first got on the assembly just how I knew that there was a lot to do, but there is a lot. There is a lot to do in terms of replacement and renewal and fixing of these, repairing these facilities. So that for me is super important with the large America Rescue plan, the huge infrastructure bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a lot of money that is out there that we can access, but we need to have a proactive manager in place to do that. So job number one, getting a borough manager, a proactive borough manager in place to get that, find that money and get that money so that we can reinvest it back into Kodiak. And that's for me priority, biggest priority, borough manager, proactive borough manager, infrastructure, and then making sure that we preserve education funding. We know that Alaska College graduates stay in Alaska, and successful Alaska College graduates have a successful GPA from a public high school. So again, it's all connected. We invest in education, we invest in career and technical training. Those people stay and reinvest back into the community. So borough manager, infrastructure, education. Those are probably my three big picture goals.
Why are you running for office?
Because it's fun. And the people are fun. I know it's maybe kind of a weird thing to say in politics, but I've really enjoyed my time. Here's the thing. I think I'm at a point in my life where you just don't do anything that's not fun. You know, why do it if it's not fun? And so my time on the assembly is I've come to recognize that there is a lot of, despite our disagreements, there's a lot of wisdom, a lot of expertise, a lot of knowledge on the assembly that I just feed off of. It just feels good to be a part of that dynamic. So there's that selfish reason for me. But the other reason is I feel that we're in a place where we need to protect education funding, that we need to reinvest in our infrastructure, because I think we understand a little better now just how the municipal financial ecosystem works and how interconnected everything is. And I think that needs to be protected and preserved if we want to maintain the high quality of living that we have here. We have a high standard. Cost of living is high, but it's a premium for living in a place like this. And so I'm running to kind of to protect that. To maintain that and help the community grow and diversify as best as we can.